So I was watching the tube again recently. Yes, sir, the good old idiot box. And I'm starting to think they call it that, because not because of people who watch it are idiots, but because there's nothing on it but idiots. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of idiots in a box. You know, hey, let's put some idiots in a little box and sell it to people for cash. And they'll buy it and put it in their living rooms and watch idiots to make themselves feel smarter. And so I'm watching that shit, I don't know what, and now this guy comes on the screen and he says, have you been injured in an accident through no fault of your own? We can get money for you. You know, like someone got their leg chewed off in a tractor engine and then crawled right home bleeding to watch fucking TV. If we're gonna bleed to death, well, by Jesus, tits, we're gonna do it in front of Judge Judy, you know? Well, I've seen these commercials a lot, and they don't always stop there. Sometimes they'll be like, have you been injured in an accident that was your own damn fault, but you want money anyway? You know, just have you or a relative or someone you know or someone you screwed in a hotel room once or someone you've never even fucking met been injured on the job? Call Goldstein, 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 and Bob, and we'll sue some poor son of a bitch until his ass puckers. And it doesn't even matter what it is anymore. Someone could just fart in your general direction, and there's gonna be a third-rate slime lawyer foaming at the mouth to sue someone to fucking oblivion over it. Your Honor, my client was brutally attacked by the defendant in the form of a vicious floating colon gas device. It was a terrorist attack with a weapon of ass destruction. You know, it's gonna happen, I swear it will. And I look around and I realize people are actually doing this. People are suing each other at the drop of a fucking hat. They ought to rewrite the Bible at this point. It ought to say, sue thy neighbor. That's how bad it's getting. And now I'm thinking, when did everyone turn into a victim here? That's what I want to know. When did the victim bus pull up and let off the whiny fucker tour to run around all over the place? Everybody's a victim of something now. That's all we are anymore, is a country full of fucking victims pointing fingers at each other and squealing like little babies. Got more victims running around here than a paralyzed children's daycare center at Neverland Ranch. And it makes my balls twitch just thinking about it. Dumbfuck Jones sits in a McDonald's and chokes down 12 Big Macs a day, and now his ass is too wide to squeeze through his car door, and suddenly he's a fucking victim. Holy shit, how could this happen? I'm just a poor innocent victim of this devil mega corporation. Poor pitiful me. How could I know? What the? Shoveling truckloads of cow into your neck will make you fat? What? And now he's gonna start pointing his nasty sausage-like finger at McDonald's for turning him into Jabba the goddamn Hutt and squealing like a pig with his nuts being tasered. And now the airlines make him pay for all four seats his ass sits across on the airplane, and holy lord, he's a victim of Delta Airlines now. And so we gotta get some money. That's what we gotta do. We gotta go out and get a whole lot of money, because that'll make us feel all better. So he sues and gets billions of dollars, and what does he do with it? He flies Delta Airlines to the largest McDonald's on the planet and eats more goddamn Big Macs. And I keep wondering when Fatty McChunderpants here first started blowing his ass up like a giant waving cowboy at a redneck truck sale, where was the guy who was supposed to slap his eyes back into his brain and say, stop eating, you retarded fuck! You're gonna be able to smuggle Mexican children across the border in the folds of your ass if you don't stop eating this shit! Where was the guy who was supposed to do that? Where was the guy who was supposed to slap the Starbucks Generation California business cunt when she sued her entire department because some guy whistled at her ass when she walked by? You want my advice? You shouldn't have just whistled at her. You should have whistled at her and then rubbed a handful of thumbtacks and salt on her face. If she's gonna get $300,000 for a whistle, then you might as well pwn that bitch for every fucking penny of it. Why aren't these people being slapped? Someone gets hit by lightning, they're a victim of the landowner. A black man can't pay his rent, he's a victim of the white race. Someone gets their kneecaps blasted off, they're a victim of the gun company. And oh, good God nuts forbid someone ever breaks into your house and falls and hurts himself while he's robbing you. He can sue you because your house wasn't safe enough to rob. I'm not joking, it's actually happened. Well, this is not justice. This is not justice. This is our judicial system and there's no justice. Where's the justice when you can be sued by a guy for spraining his dick while he was raping you at fucking gunpoint? There is no justice. It's just a fairy tale word in this country now. That's all it is. It's a joke. And you know who's laughing? The lawyers. All the way to the bank. I sue you, you sue me, she sues them, and they sue me. People who want to sit on their ass and get money for being a victim. It's all money being pushed around in circles except for the only people who profit from it, the lawyers. People say it's the fault of the judges for not throwing these cases out of court. That's not true. You want this to stop? Punish the goddamn lawyers. Not the people, not the judges, but these ambulance-chasing idiots on TV commercials helping people profit from being victimized in the smallest ways imaginable. It's not enough to just throw the cases out anymore. If you start giving these lawyers fines and jail times for bringing these these frivolous cases into court, you're going to see them stop really damn fast. So I say, let's start stringing up some lawyers. You want law in this country back? Put a lawyer's head on the top of every flagpole in the country. Fly Old Glory under the gutted skull of these parasites. God bless America. And then we'll see if they're still laughing once they know what it's really like to be a victim. This is to your litigating, ranting Griffin, and that's probably not all I have to say about that.